This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The food and beverage workers at the George R. Brown Convention Center likely won't be going on strike. Weeks after passing a strike authorization vote, their union, Unite Here 23, announced union members will vote on a new contract today. Councilmember Joaquin Martinez represents the downtown area and sits on the board of Houston First, which owns both the Convention Center and the Hilton Americas Houston Hotel. Workers there reached a labor agreement last month after a 40-day strike.
Honestly, this has probably been my highlight of 2025. When you impact folks financially in a positive way, you really are allowing them to make decisions for themselves.
Details of the agreement between the food and beverage workers and their direct employer, Levy Food Services, are not public yet. One of Houston's top performing arts organizations has announced new leadership. News 88.7's Joshua Zinn has more.
Conductor James Gaffigan will step into the role of music director for Houston Grand Opera, the fifth person to hold that title in the company's 70-year history. He takes over for longtime artistic and music director Patrick Summers, who is stepping down after the 2025-2026 season. Gaffigan is quite familiar with Houston, having earned his master's degree at Rice University and returning for various guest conducting appearances, including his current stint directing HGO's production of Porgy and Bess. He says he's excited to return to the city's arts community.
What's most extraordinary about this city and the arts community is how quickly it's growing and flourishing. It's very exciting for me at this point in my life to be coming back to a great American city like Houston.
Gaffigan will be the music director designate for the 2026-2027 season and officially take on the title of music director for the following season. I'm Joshua Zinn, News 88.7.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is trying to stop Tylenol from paying its shareholders. He filed a suit asking a judge to order the company to stop paying quarterly dividends while his lawsuit plays out. Paxton is suing the company, alleging it harms pregnant women and increases the risk of autism. He made the move following similar allegations from President Trump and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm Alexandra Hart, News.